The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles with the right, hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away.
Bang! Carl Anthony Towns from downtown.
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Damn straight, and it's Friday, too, here on the Bart Winkler Show, and it's Friday everywhere else. March 14th, 2025, Bulletin Blitz will get you the audio of the day so you don't feel like a moron over the weekend. You can talk to your friends about what's going on. And with Myles Garrett, what's going on with him? He got paid. Even though he threatened a trade request, he wanted to get out. Supposedly, it wasn't about money. Of course, it was. But now that Garrett has signed and become the highest non-paid quarterback in NFL history, Myles Garrett said, what's it going to take for the Browns to be a Super Bowl contender?
It's going to take everything. And whatever it takes, I'm willing to give. I want to be a winner. I want to bring a championship back to Cleveland. So, whether that's going out and recruiting, whether that's staying late, that's mentoring the young guys, just whatever it takes. I'm going to do it all because I don't want to come back here the same way we did after last season. I don't want that feeling ever again.
He doesn't sound like he thinks they're going to be a winner anytime soon, and it's because he agreed to stay with Cleveland because of the price. He got paid more than any non-quarterback has ever gotten paid, at least for now. Jamar Chase probably going to break that, but Myles Garrett said one thing and did another, and I think I'm just getting annoyed with that. I don't mind if he thought he was going to leave, if he thought that the money wouldn't matter to him. But the money always is a final decision for a lot of people. And I don't think we need to go through the dog and pony show. Sometimes if there's something that's going to be, don't go on a radio tour on Radio Row and try to deceive us. People should just be up front more with what they're doing. For instance, LeBron James. Remember how he was complaining about this stretch of road games and then home games that the Lakers were going to be on? So he was hurt. Remember how he's been hurt every March for the last 5 years? I think he's just taking a little rest. That's fine. Well, he didn't even want to travel with the team in Milwaukee or Denver. So he went back to LA. And now guess what he's doing? Coincidentally, his son Bryce has a state championship game in Sacramento tonight. And so he's there, which is fine. Just say you want a week off work, dude. Just why do we? I'm tired of being talked to like I'm stupid. And I think a lot of people should feel that way. Just tell us the truth, man. We can handle it. It's fine.
Yeah, that's right. And here is someone who his job is to tell the truth. Well, reportedly. I know you love nobody like an NFL insider. So here's Diana Russini, senior NFL writer for The Athletic, says there could be some concern about J.J. McCarthy's rehab, and this is courtesy of the Scoop City podcast.
Where is he in this rehab? Yeah. Kevin O'Connell told me on the red carpet at the night of the honors at the Super Bowl that he was ahead of schedule and he's doing well. Then at the combine, I got the sense that maybe it wasn't that optimistic. So we just got to see where he lands. And like you said, they know where he's at medically.
I'm not sure that told us much, but also I don't trust it. I don't trust anybody in the media. I understand that I'm in the media, but I don't trust anybody besides me. We've all got our own agendas. Either there's a thing that we believe that we're trying to get out there. Maybe we're working on behalf of somebody else. Maybe we're just trying to increase our stature and standing in the world. I don't trust anybody anymore. Once media became a for-profit business, clicks, engagement. You might enjoy it more. It's more entertaining than it's ever been. But we also know less than we ever have. I know I'm taking a dark turn on some of these, but I'm just very frustrated with the state of things in the media. Okay? Thank you.
Well, time to frustrate you even more, because here's my favorite team, the Cubs, in Craig Counsell, I trust. I don't have a choice, because he has four more years on that contract. Cubs and the Dodgers are set to make their Tokyo Series debut-ish this weekend, so set your DVRs accordingly. Cubs take on the Hoshin Tigers, and the Dodgers take on the Yomiuri Giants tomorrow. Again, set your DVRs. I know I will. Here's Craig Counsell, said the trip to Japan has already been amazing.
Well, we've been here 36 hours, maybe. And already, I think the trip for us is what we thought it would be. An amazing cultural experience, an amazing team bonding experience, and getting to come to Tokyo Dome today, the start of an amazing baseball experience.
So the Cubs are in action right now. It's 0-0. They're actually playing right now in the first inning. The regular season, then, the Dodgers had some exhibition games too. And then the regular season, the MLB regular season starts on Tuesday morning. It doesn't start the last week of March. It starts Tuesday morning. The Dodgers and Cubs play in Tokyo at 5:10 Chicago time in the morning, 3:10 LA time in the morning, and then they play again the next day, and then they come back home for five more days of spring training, and then the season resumes for them. So I appreciate the MLB doing this, but it is weird to start the season before the season starts.
Very weird, and I think they did something similar to this in Korea a couple years back, or maybe it was
they
Japan
did it.
Again.
They had Ichiro go to Japan at one point, and then he retired. So he played like a game, and then he retired.
I'm still waiting for my Tokyo Series Cubs jersey to come in the mail. Complex, what is taking so long? Speaking of those Cubs and Dodgers, here's the Dodgers side. Here's Dave Roberts on what he expects from this year's iteration of the Dodgers.
I expect us to play good baseball. I expect us to pitch well. I expect us to play good defense and take good at-bats. And it's just good to be here and playing in the Tokyo Dome. It's going to be fun to play against a couple Japanese teams. But at the end of the day, we're trying to come here and win a couple baseball games.
The first half of that quote, it was like he was trying to instill a team of seven-year-olds, what he hopes to accomplish from them. I'm like, let's just play good. Let's play hard.
See ball, hit ball.
Let's play smart. The real answer is we should be winning a lot more games than we're losing.
162-0.
At minimum, we should win triple digits. At minimum, we should be 162. We should probably, realistically, be winning about 115 to 120. And we should be breezing through the playoffs. But play hard and good defense, I guess, works too when the expectations are sky high.